Hello. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lady Bird's going to call you. Has she already called you?
Yes, sir. She's coming over here in a few minutes.
Well, before you leave there, you see that Abe Waters comes by.
He's here now, Mr. President, and Deke is on his way over.
Well, you see that Abe gets all your materials.
Yes. Everything?
Yep.
All right, sir. Anything you want to tell him, because he's right here.
No, I just want to afraid you'd leave.
No, sir. Don't worry about that.
Well, I want you to go out with Marjorie, though.
Well, I'm going to send Willie Day.
All right.
Because Clark Clifford's coming, too, and they wanted me to help him here.
Okay.
All right, sir.
All right, let me talk to Abe.
All right.
I just took Lady Bird and said she's going to ask Mildred to go out to Waters, and I didn't want her to leave until you got there. That's what I was calling her for, because I'm careful that as Deke's boys go to follow through, that they might be coming over there for a certain look at confidential papers and other things. And I wanted to be sure that you had been there.
Here?
Yeah.
In the office.
Yeah. I want to be sure that you got in there and got all that material.
Yes, sir.
You're open.
I'll do that. Now, you got word I've been up to see Walter, and that's okay. He's submitted his resignation. And, hello?
No.
He submitted his resignation. And I'm trying to get Roger Jenkins to go to my house, but she won't do it. But it would be just going to send Willie Day out there. She doesn't want that either.
Have you told her?
Hmm? She heard it on the radio, and her son, their son, and various relatives have called as it's been on the radio. Yeah.
What did she say?
She thinks it's all put up job and a lie, and I'm going to tell her it is a lie. Put up a job and trend and what. We've got to help that woman.
Did you go into the 59 thing with him?
With Walter?
No.
He said he was picked up once before. He doesn't think it was 59. He thinks it was much earlier. He thinks it's more likely 54. But, you know, that's enough. There was another.
Who gave you the 59 record?
We were told 59 by the people at the Star. Now, Deke has those police records, and he's coming over here. I don't know whether he's got the earlier one or not.
Why didn't Walter tell you that this morning?
Mr. President, he was pretty well off his rocker this morning. I read the template for him. But I asked him that tonight. I thought we ought to know tonight, so I asked him tonight, and that's what he told me.
Has he ever had any other experiences besides those two?
He says not. I don't know. You know, you'd have to take the same stages with him. Because, you know, I'm probably aware of the incident. It's going to take a lot of time. Loving care to get it out.
Is there any chance that anybody could have been getting any secrets from him?
No, no, sir. Not a chance.
The Birch thing indicated it because he had security stuff.
Well, I think that's just because this kind of incident is considered a security risk. I think that's all there is. There just isn't any chance of this. I've talked to his doctor, who is also in psychiatric training. this kind of thing is a product of excessive fatigue. A fellow that's got that kind of a propensity. No continuing possibility. Now, you want me to take everything that Beldred's got here?
Yeah.
Everything. All right.
Take it for safe.
Yes, sir. I'll do it.
Now, but do it before somebody moves in there.
It's going to be done tonight.
All right. Now, what are you going to say in this statement?
Well, Clark's in the other room working on it, and I haven't had a chance to check with him.
What did Truman say tonight?
I didn't hear that, because, you know, I've been batting around.
No,
the
I don't make Clark do it. You don't know what time it was going to happen to you.
Sir?
You don't know what time he was speaking to you.
No, sir. Wait a minute, here's Clark right now. Clark, do you know what Truman said? No, Clark didn't know it. Yeah. Yeah, you want to tell the president? I'll put Clark on. He does know what Truman said.
Hello, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He gave two pages to extolling your virtue. They sent me a copy of the text, and I had told them that I thought it would be a good idea if they actually got right into the charges of the Goldwater had made about lack of character, one thing or another like that. They had a different feeling about that. They thought that was too defensive. So he took an affirmative standpoint and started in and spent two pages telling about your experience, the excellent service that you'd rendered, what an honest, straightforward public servant that you'd always been, his complete confidence in you, his knowledge of you. He said that the people could not afford to go the other route, and then he gave a series of arguments as to why it should be you that I thought were really quite effective. I believe the net result of the whole effort is about all that we could hope for.
Now, what do you think we're going to say on this other statement?
The one that I've gotten up here, that I just phoned up there, is Walter W. Jenkins submitted his resignation this evening as special assistant to the president. The resignation was accepted, and the president has appointed Bill D. Moyers to succeed him. That's in line with your thought that the resignation should be included in the stories that come out in the morning. I think that if we attempt to explain the resignation, if we attempt to attribute it to health or one thing and another like that, it makes us a little vulnerable. I think that if this plan is to be followed, I think the shorter it is, clearer it is, the probably the better it is.
Eddie Wise will feel very strongly against using the word resignation. He said Walter Jenkins on doctor's instructions has left his post in the White House, and the doctor said he was not expected to return to his physical condition. I don't think in light of that 59 record, you do anything except say the word resignation.
There was a feeling that we had a little discussion here with the boys. There was some first reaction that
you prove what they say when you say resignation, according to Weidel.
Well, that's right. I think we have to accept that.
But they've got to prove.
But what I think that we must refrain from doing is to get into a contest or controversy over whether or not the charge was a proper one. That's over. We're going to lose that fight, and I think it just has a tendency to dramatize it and inflate the whole thing.
Wait a minute, won't you tell him that? I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think that ought to go right out in the picture right this minute, but wait a minute.
Ed?
Yes.
Yeah. The President thought I ought to mention this to you. The facts and the record are all dead against him.
All dead against him?
Dead against him. The charge was made. It was entered on the record at the police station. Put up $50 as collateral and forfeited it, which constitutes at least some implication. He himself, although he's hazy about some of the details, does not deny that the incident took place. A statement of one of the arresting officers, and we saw a part of it, is very bad about the activities going on with the officer sprung on suddenly. So,
well, what does he say about it?
What does Walter say?
Yes.
Well,
the officer may have been bought, but he may make any kind of thing.
Yeah. Walter says some activity was taking place. Walter's not in position to deny it. The other man was apprehended. Very likely he's available. He did not deny it. He forfeited his collateral. What it looks like we end up on analysis is one statement of the policeman that this activity was taking place. Two, other party that activity was taking place, and the report that it is that collateral. Three, the act of forfeiting collateral on the part of Walter, and then also this exceedingly damaged is a prior record back in 1950.
Does that record
of a similar
Washington
police records, and it's still there.